a user has to subscribe to a monthly subscription of the software, just like they subscribe to any monthly magazine. The CC version has more features than CS version. More than 15 new features were added in 2013 and still counting. Both versions work the same, and that's why it does not matter which Photoshop version you have right now. This book will assist you for both versions. Chapter 2: Getting Started with Photoshop. Before you start using Adobe Photoshop for editing images, you first need to make yourself comfortable with the Photoshop workspace. A workspace is an area on your screen where you work in Photoshop. Photoshop is infinitely customizable and modular in its layout. When you open Photoshop for the first time, you will see all the tools listed on the left side of the screen, while all the panels are on the right side of the screen. Besides the tools and panels, you will also see a standard menu at the top of your screen. Photoshop Workspace. Below is an image to give you an overview of the workspace of the Adobe Photoshop, including various panels and a toolbar. In the above image, you will see the following elements: the menu bar, the options bar, left side toolbar, including selection tools, navigation tools, pixel drawing and editing tools, 3D tools, and vector drawing and editing tools. Color and swatches panel. Panel menu. Layer and channel panels, followed by panel options. In both Photoshop CC and Photoshop CS, you will see these elements. The position of few elements may differ, like color swatches may appear at the bottom in Photoshop CC, unlike on the right side in Photoshop CS. But it doesn't matter, as in both other versions, all the elements, with the exception of menu bar, are mobile. You can drag them around and place them anywhere to create your own working place. You should have all the above-mentioned elements on your Photoshop screen. If you are not able to see some of the elements, then you will have to get them on screen manually. Simply go to Menu Bar, click Windows, and select a workspace. Now you can get all the elements on your screen. Now, let's discuss each element in Photoshop. Chapter 3: The Toolbar. The toolbar, also known as the tool panel, is located on the left side of the work area by default. It contains many mouse-based tools that a user selects while working in Photoshop for editing and navigating purposes. In the above workspace image, I have already named the various sections of tools that are present in this toolbar. These sections are created by Photoshop itself to loosely group the tools based on their functionality. You will see that these sections are separated by a small line. The first group of tools is selection tools, which are followed by pixel editing tools, vector editing tools, and navigation tools. After all the sections, you will see a color picker at the bottom of the toolbar and an icon that allows you to enter the quick mask mode for editing and creating selections. The toolbar is summed up in one image below to help you understand better. In the above image, you will notice that most of the tools have a small black arrow at the right bottom. Most of the beginners ignore this arrow icon. This icon actually means that there are more tools that can be accessed by the user by clicking and holding the tool. Once you do that, a list of extra tools will appear. After the list appears, you can release the mouse and the list will remain for you to make a selection. A comprehensive example of the extra tools list is shown in the image below. Now, let's investigate some of the common tools used by beginners in Photoshop. It is recommended that you follow this book to open these tools and try using them as you read about them for better understanding. The Move tool. This is the most widely used tool in Photoshop or in any other image editing software.